T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Mike from Florida. What's going on, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
This whole thing, Spygate 2.0, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
It's just annoying. It's annoying to me, as I've probably stated already since the thing came out. So there are all these people out there that are the honks that are like, well, if you don't support the team now and believe them, no matter what, you should turn in your card.
Yes.
Come on. That's the biggest pile of crap. Those are the same people that probably still refer to A-Rod as A-Roid and ripped him a new one for performance-enhancing drugs. Right? Yeah. But these are the same people that when you say PEDs, the only thing that goes into their pea brains is steroids. Robitussin is a PED. All right? What A-Rod did, freaking David Ortiz was accused of, okay? They said that he did it. Edelman, same thing. So we can rip A-Rod over and over and over again and basically say, well, he's not legitimate. Everything he did was not legitimate because he cheated. But at the same time, in the same breath, this is the second time that the Patriots have been under speculation of doing this, which, like I've said before, the first time they had this happen, after that, they should have been like, okay, no matter what we do, we have to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a position where we're in the crosshairs of another freaking investigation into spying and videotaping the other teams, whatever. It's absolutely ridiculous to believe that when they had 8 minutes of footage of the other team's sideline, granted, the other team is, as I've said before, probably not as good as the Sisters of St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we can probably guarantee that they've done this before with other teams, with better teams, and got away with it. You know, they got away with it for how long before they got caught the first time? They probably put it to bed for a little while, stopped doing it, but at the end of the day, once you've started a method that works for you, it's hard to go away from it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, why do you think they went back to it? And do you think it's just because it works so well for them? Is it because the offense this year is struggling? Is it because this is Tom Brady's last season and the organization wants to make sure that they're there at that? I mean, you have to figure out why. I think I believed Bill when he said this post Deflategate.
It was wrong. We were disciplined for it. That's it. We never did it again. We're never going to do it again. And anything else that's close, we're not going to do either.
So anything that's close, I mean, this is close, right?
It is
in your opinion, it is the same exact thing.
Listen, you got fined $250,000 in a first round draft pick last time. You know what the repercussions are. Clearly it was worth it. Clearly whatever they're getting is worth the risk of getting caught, no?
And Danielle, to carry on that, Diana Russini reported that the second this gentleman was caught taping it by the Bengals employee, he said he would just delete it.
Right.
He wanted to get rid of it immediately.
Right.
If
yeah.
you're not guilty, if you're just doing something that's B-roll, your first inclination is not to delete the footage
right.
you've captured.
Right, because yeah. you know.
He just said, oh, no worries, I will delete what I got here.
Right.
No, sorry. Nothing happened.
Right, I'll just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Nothing to
Come
see
on.
Here.
I work with crazy people.
this is Bill. Hello, Bill.
F you. Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Bill?
I just had an interesting thought with all this stuff going on, and given the good discussion that businesses do this kind of practice all the time to try and get the competitive edge. If we find out that this is true and we look back in history, does this negate Brady's greatness? Because if you've got the answers to the test and you're taking the test knowing that and you're getting straight A's, well, then you're not so smart. And I just want to leave that out for the team to discuss this morning. But yeah. I think it tarnishes his legacy and everybody else's, including Josh McDaniels, as being a great coordinator. Thanks for taking the call and have a great day.
I don't personally think it tarnishes Brady's, because if you look at something on the offense side of the ball, like, for instance, his ability two-minute drill-wise, mm-hmm. in clutch situations, that's not negated by anything as far as I'm concerned. I think it may tarnish, you know, if they are fined, and they're going to be fined, but depending on how extensive the fine is, what the penalty is, what the NFL discovers, I think it tarnishes Bills.
And you have to start asking Bob Kraft, how long are you associated with this kind of guy? If this is true, and they were cheating again, what, if you're Bob Kraft, you called him a schmuck. After Spygate, Bob Kraft famously said, well, then you're a schmuck, to Bill Belichick, when Belichick told him they didn't get much of an advantage from
right.
it.
How could this tarnish Brady's legacy? Since Deflategate, Tom Brady has won games in regular season and postseason at an almost .775 clip. So
well,
if the softballs...
That's because they went back to taping signals.
Oh, that's right.
You still have to execute, though. You still have to execute. It's not just... It's not just getting, you know, the essay answer.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
What's going on, Chad?
Hey, I think maybe Bill created all of this news story stuff so he didn't have to listen to AB talk on the Greg Hill Morning Show anymore.
Probably true.
Yep.
Probably
hot
true.
Hot take.
That's probably true. This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? I have an iPhone, and if I put a zoom lens, I could be in the crowd and get better video, just as good as some guy with a professional camera up in the stands, and they would never know I was there.
Who's to say they're not doing that as well?
Right. Yeah.
Then that's stupid what they did then.
We agree it was stupid.
Look over here.
Now,
we'll create a distraction so we can keep using this tool over here.
Why would the individual, here's an argument that I hear against anything nefarious going on here. Why would the individual wear a Bruins, some kind of Bruins related clothing item?
Fan of the skate pod.
Obviously.
There it is.
Yeah, Ken's podcast, big fan. Why?
It's a great question.
Appear so obvious,
yeah,
that people could, like, there's no way that guy could be doing that because he's obviously with the Kraft Group and he's wearing a Bruins shirt. No, come on. He wouldn't be that obvious about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I am definitely from Boston, but I could not be cheating because I love the city so much I am in a Bruins jersey. My God.
People, listen. Nick,
maybe he spilled an IPA on his other shirt.
Fitzy's in the minority here. This is amazing.
Fine.
Well,
people are tired of defending this organization for this stuff.
Well, here's a text for you, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That says, please ask Fangirl Fitzy why, if Bill was arrogant enough to do it after Mangini specifically told him not to do it to his team, he wouldn't do it again after being punished for it.
Why would he do it again after being punished for it when he can tarnish his own legacy, disgrace the organization, and possibly lose his job, which is what he says he values more than anything else in the entire world?
His job.
The whole routine before was Belichick, who we all believe to be football autistic adjacent, if you will, to be so pedantic, to be so obnoxious that he believes that his very definition of everything is the true definition of things. When he said, oh, well, we did it within, we thought we were adhering to the letter of the law or the code the NFL set out. I just sort of did it the way I interpreted the rule. He called it a rule misinterpretation way back during the 2007 Mangenius thing, yeah. which, of course, Mangini has since said he apologized for or felt terribly about. Why would he then go back 10 years later and start doing the same thing? And if you guys really believe the docuseries was nothing more than a clever ruse to get a competitive advantage, then what the hell advantage did they get out of the first three episodes? just curious, asking for a bunch of friends.
This is Bill. Can you guys bring up, I can't bring up Bill, and Bill's been hanging on for a long time. Can you guys bring up Bill? Okay, there's Bill. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, morning, guys.
How are you?
There's two reasons or two examples that Ken and Curtis are wrong. You know, Belichick never says anything for any reason. And there he went on this reason. He went 4.5 minutes on Ordway's show, I think.
Yes, he did.
You know, outly opening and speaking about it. Okay. Usually he doesn't say much. He says as little as possible. But this he flat out denied. And two, Bill Belichick is a historian, and he doesn't want to ruin his legacy in the books. I mean, everything he looks back to, he always references, even when you see him do the 100 greats.
Yeah.
You know, he knows his history. He knows his players and how bad, you know, the players in the past. He doesn't want to, he already has a good legacy. He doesn't want to taint it. Why would he do this to taint his legacy
maybe
even more?
Maybe he can't help himself, though, Bill. I mean, maybe he...
No, he's that big of a historian. He values history being in the books so much that I don't think he would risk doing that to taint it even worse. No. Can you imagine? It would be like, what's his name? The baseball player who gambled, Rose.
Pete Rose, yeah. I mean, there are two POVs when it comes to his appearance on Glenn's show on OMF on Monday afternoon. One is that one that the caller just expressed, which is that he spent so much time on it and was so upfront about it, didn't give you his normal it's a league matter answer because he is he wanted to be that demonstrative that there was nothing that was ill intended. Or the other point of view is that he felt guilty about it, and when someone is caught in a lie, they spend we've experienced this. I've experienced it before with my very good friend, our former coworker, Lyndon Byers.
Too many details.
When people are giving too many details when it comes to an explanation, mm-hmm. it is often because they are not telling the exact honest truth.
It's like David Price's vehicle. It's an overcompensation.
I mean, you have to look at the answer that he gave on Monday's show with Glenn as being completely out of character for him, mm-hmm. the way in which he responds to things there or in a press conference or anywhere else.
Maybe you he's being humbled for a second. Maybe he's been humbled. Oh. Maybe he's trying to...
Are you kidding me? Oh. Get out of here. Pull your head out of your ass.
Look at how the Patriots reacted to this story. They immediately spun it to all the local beat writers. This is a nothing. There's nothing to see here. Yeah. No report. Right. And
look
then
away.
Diana Rossini continued her excellent reporting on this with the Bengals, and it became clear that there was evidence out there that was going to be damaging to the Patriots. So before Monday Night Football, the Patriots had Coach Belichick on with OMF, and he went on for 4.5 minutes to do damage control. They sent out the press release right before halftime of Monday Night Football so that would be discussed at halftime and not everything else. They were controlling the message.
When were they supposed to put out the press release? He was already scheduled to be on with OMF, so he naturally used the platform that he was given at that time to address it. It's nonsensical to say that it was scripted.
Ben Watson was on the practice field, and he wouldn't even tell Lou he was on the team. I mean, what are you talking about? He's just there, to be honest.
On. You guys are all full of
Ordway put out a press release that they could shoot from a covered area. I thought that was weird.
I thought it was in a covered area.
All right. I quit.
We have got to find out what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. You can order online from the 9s, a convenient new way to make your life a bit easier. Visit 99restaurants.com. A couple clicks, favorite meals are ready for pickup. Order online at the 9s today. The 99 is always the real deal. By the way, Belichick last night was on this Nick Saban docuseries with Art of Coaching with Nick Saban. I don't know if anybody wants to even hear clips from that today. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
One little clip I'll play here. He talked about maybe they should have lost the game in that 07 season as opposed to going unbeaten.
Well, you've had the one undefeated championship team, right?
One.
And all the rest of them, you lost a game. Right. And we had that in 07, you know, we're 18-0. And in retrospect, it might have been better for us had we lost one somewhere along the way, you know, to win at the end, because really it's so much about how you play at the end of the season more than it is at the beginning of the season.
Hard to lose one when you know exactly what the other team is going to be doing.
Bazinga.
It is amazing just to hear the reaction. Like, in Pittsburgh growing up, you couldn't talk about the 70s championships without the steroid scandal. All the old linemen were on steroids. It bothers people. And I think this is a sign that, I mean, Fitzy's in the minority here. People are really bothered that this is going to stain the legacy forever, right?
I don't think Fitzy's in the minority. I mean, maybe we ought to put a Twitter poll up of some sort. But, I mean, I think it's pretty divided. I think there are a lot of people who think this is absolutely ridiculous and that there's no way that Bill Belichick would do something like this again. And then there are an awful lot of people who say, if you don't think that he is doing things like this all the time to get himself a competitive advantage, and by the way, that he's not the only one who's doing it in professional sports.
Of course.
When it comes to skirting the line a little bit with what you know is right and what is wrong, then you're an idiot. So
Bob Kraft said, quote, "You know everything you should know," end quote, blowing past reporters at the league meetings. What does that mean?
We all know. We know everything.
You're a cheater.
We know everything.
Yep. You know that our team cheats. We are the bad guys.
Garrett Cole is a Yankee. 9 years, $324 million. Full no trade clause per reports. $36 million per season. Through the age of, 38? So at 37 and 38, when he's making $36 million a year.
And we know he took that money just so he could get away from the Astros, who are nothing more than a bunch of cheaters as well, too. That's definitely why he accepted the biggest pitching contract in history.
You called him the Houston Patriots earlier. I thought that was way out of it.
Ken with the zing.
Patriots on-field prep begins 12:35 today, by the way. Bruins at the Capitals tonight, 7 o'clock. Celtics at the Pacers, 7 p.m. tip. This is the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
This is a bad look. But let me tell you what should happen.
Yes.
If it's proven that they taped this, Coach Belichick's got to go.
Well, I think it's proven they taped it.
No. Because see, what he's trying to...
He had knowledge of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no way to say he did not skip. He's got to go.
And when it's over, that's the time you're in my heart again.
Shannon Sharp says that Bill has to go. I guess if it's proven that he knew what was going on here. There are some who are texting in. I can't stand this take. There are some who are texting in and acting like we should be excommunicated from Patriots Honkville for talking about this subject.
You should.
Really?
Yep. Really? Be done with all of you.
For real,
really?
Nick?
Can't even.
Really?
I am looking at the ceiling now, Danielle, because I can't make eye contact with you. Disbelieving Bill Belichick for everything he's done for this team, for all the joy and frustration, and the muck and the mire that's been involved in the 20 years of him as coach. For everyone to not even just give him a single shred of doubt within 495 up to Maine, where we're on the air, down to 103.7 Providence FM, WVEI.
So
that anyone wouldn't believe him is traitorous.
It's traitorous. It's traitorous. It's an act of disrespect.
Traitorous.
So anybody who doesn't take Bill at his word.
Benefit of doubt.
That is a traitor.
Nick, to me right now, reminds me of the girls that were writing to Aaron Hernandez when he was in prison, thinking that they were going to be best friends when he got out.
Danielle, this makes me think there may be a radon leak in your house.
Nope, just had it checked.
Did you?
Yes. This is Pat.
I have a fan.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, man, I'm just calling Die Hard Patriots fan. Danielle's spot on. He's 100% arrogant. If this is true, he needs to go. I love the Patriots. I love Bill Belichick, but I'm done with this. It's embarrassing as a Patriots fan.
Are you getting abused by your friends who are not Patriots fans around the country? I mean, that is another part of this.
I mean, you know, a lot of friends on social media, you're going to see all the cheating memes and all that. You know what? It's just done. You know, you get caught once and you're going to go back out and do it again. How many times do we have to go through this? Yes, we take the good with the bad. I can see that. But this is embarrassing as a head coach.
Yeah.
He can't go down as the greatest of all time if he's going to be caught for cheating. Well, look at all the guys. Look at baseball, for example. All these great Major League Baseball hitters. They're not making the Hall of Fame because they were cheating.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess as a fan, you could say, fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
So if you're buying that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time and you think that he is doing it, through means that are not the proper and just means, then shame on you.
Fool me once.
For believing that.
Shame on you.
The thing that's crazy.
Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
The thing that's craziest about this, Greg, is that you have the media in this town who are given nothing. Belichick just shows blatant disregard for them. He views them as nothing. And they circle the wagons and give him the benefit of the doubt when all the evidence points in the other direction in this situation. It's very odd, the reaction.
But it started yesterday after this show was over where they couldn't deny it any longer. I think
even Curtis has done a 180. He was talking about NFL conspiracies yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
When you have evidence presented to you, you have to change your opinion.
Well,
there was no evidence of what the film was actually of. The fact that it was standing there in plain sight of Bengals employees just on the Bengals sideline for the first quarter of the game. It would have been the whole game if they weren't told to stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's what I wanted to ask you is what changed your mind yesterday. And it was the fact that the footage shows 8 minutes of that camera trained directly on the sideline, not on the advanced scout that they were profiling.
Right.
Not over the shoulder of the advanced
scout.
There's
three elements
of this. Yeah.
Three elements of this that changed my mind. One, the first inclination to delete the footage when they were caught. Two, the fact that it was a full first quarter of footage trained on their sideline. And three, that the excuses mirrored those that they were given during Spygate, that they were just there with Kraft Productions and they had the built-in excuses ready.
Here's a 508 text that says, I will die on this hill with Fitzy. There is no such thing as cheating. All is fair in love and war.
Oh, good. You guys can do a podcast while you die together.
And football is war.
Yeah, that podcast will be called You Suck, Danielle.
.net.tumblr.co.
This is Mike from Providence. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Fitzy, there's only two options here. Either the Patriots were cheating or it was complete organizational incompetence to let that film crew in there to film the sidelines after they had the biggest fine in NFL history in 2007 and lost a first-round pick for filming the Jets sidelines. How could the Patriots let this happen?
That's what is so vexing about this, Mike, is it seems like it is an organizational incompetence for somebody to have. Okay, so let's think where they were. So they're up in this press box, right, credentialed. They're filming down on the Bengals sidelines. Now, they got in there because they got permission from the Browns.
Correct.
So the Browns sideline would be one where they couldn't see the scouts. If they're filming the Browns, none of this has anything to do with anything. It's a non-story, and we've all moved on to Cincinnati, literally and metaphorically. So they're looking down across to the Cincinnati sidelines, and this guy, whoever this Matt Walsh 2.0 is, basically is filming down there. He's told, okay, this episode is about what an advanced scout does and sees. So this guy probably thinks, well, costs absolutely nothing to shoot digital video these days. I will just train my camera over there, and I will just roll on
such a
forever and ever.
You don't think
and
they're
ever.
Telling? Uh-huh. You don't think they're telling anybody associated with the organization? Hey, by the way,
if they didn't,
we
idiots.
we got in a little bit of trouble mm-hmm. a while uh-huh. ago for filming the sidelines. So whatever you do, mm-hmm. don't. Whatever you do when you're there, don't film the sidelines. You don't think they told somebody that?
If they didn't, then everyone associated from all the way back in the office to everyone who flew all the way out to that game should be relieved of duty because of the embarrassment that comes with this.
Hello,
yes.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, yes. So a freelance photographer here, what you're just talking about is exactly how this would work. If you're a photographer going to shoot this guy's story, you're going to do the story. You're not thinking about the fact that, oh, I'm shooting the sidelines, and this is wrong because I forget that this videotape goes back to Bill Belichick so we can, you know, watch signs. That's exactly what would not happen. You're not even thinking about it. You're thinking about the entertainment value of what I'm going to create for a story. So it's a two-camera shoot. One guy's going to lock in on the sidelines. The other guy's going to shoot the scout in the box so that when you're cutting between the two stories, he's going to say, okay, big personnel is coming in. Then you're going to cut to the camera that's on the sidelines when the big personnel comes in. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you would do. And you are not working for Bill Belichick in the video department that tapes practice. You're working for Kraft Productions, which is a totally entertainment part of the business. You wouldn't be told that.
See, it's Greg, you have never that. Worked with cameramen and B-roll
no,
footage
no,
like,
I, no,
like
I,
Jim
no.
and Fitzy have.
An honest
Ken,
question.
Yeah. Ken, hold on. Mocking this, if I actually, God blanking forbid, I actually know a tiny bit about something other than, you know, what Tom Brady smells like or how or the musk of Bill Belichick.
What does Tom Brady smell like?
Dreams and cookies.
Did you see the equipment truck?
Yeah, I mean, hey. Like, this is exactly what they do. I'm so glad this guy called up. And by the way, I'm surprised, Ken, you didn't zip in with, oh, I can't believe Fitzy woke his brother up so he could call the show.
Speaking of odors, when we get to the news in a moment, we've had another middle school axe-related evacuation that was necessary.
Love so when this happens.
I think we need to ban the Axe body spray.
I'm for that.
I feel like we need to do that. This is a Chiefs fan named Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
What's up?
Oh, you know, I just find this so interesting that people are just so easily to dismiss. Well, why would Belichick want to, or why would they want to record the Bengals sideline? Well, you just think about it. 169 passing against the Chiefs, 90 yards rushing, and they weren't any better leading up into the Chiefs game, okay? This team is desperate. They're desperate to get a competitive edge. And Belichick could say, well, I don't know what they were doing there directly, all right? But maybe if this is a crass production, okay, maybe indirectly, okay, some information could find its way onto his desk somehow, some way, you know? So it isn't so easy to dismiss in my mind. Now, some people might be able to, some honks, but quite frankly, this offense needs an edge. And look at this team's in desperate need because they may very well lose their seeding. And I can tell you what, do you want to give the Bengals any reason to want to come out and play Sunday? I would imagine not. And that Bills game doesn't look easy either. So this team is desperate.
I mean, it was, and if you look back to Spygate, and we're going to talk to Seth Wickersham about this at, what,
8:50 this morning.
8:50. If you look back to Spygate, it was a pretty extensive operation that they had going on.
For years.
And they obviously, Bill obviously felt like it was very valuable information. I mean, they essentially had, you know, a vault which contained all of these tapes, every team in the NFL, a library of detailed explanations when it came to what the signals were, mm-hmm. what those correlated to from a play perspective. They were basically sending those plays into various players from a headset microphone perspective. I mean, it was obviously something that he felt was a real advantage for this team. And so to go away from it, which I'm sure he did, for a period of time, was something that, you know, he obviously felt may have impacted the performance of the football team.
Right.
So why wouldn't, I mean, again, I know you're going to yell at me for saying this, and Greg, mm-hmm. you're not being loyal, and you're not a diehard, but why is it so outrageous to think that he felt like he had to go back to it when the team is struggling?
Okay, it's as simple as this. A caller earlier said, I could sit in the stands with an iPhone you could shoot with an iPhone 11 Pro, which is almost the resolution of one of these ginormous digital beta cams that they would bring into the press box.
Yes.
And you could have that person film it, and then that person could literally, under cover of night, just because you wouldn't want to upload it to iCloud because somebody could screw up with the password, and next thing you know, that's leaked everywhere.
Yeah.
You could just, under cover of night, drop off the burner phone.
I thought it was in a covered area.
And then that way, that person, it's got the same resolution.
Not doing that, Nick?
Maybe they are doing
that
too, Curtis.
So the point of this is, let's go with the facts of this.
Okay.
They were caught filming the opposing sideline.
Correct.
They used the same excuses they used during Spygate.
Okay.
Bill Belichick said he has never seen or viewed Kraft production other than what is on TV. He told OMF that. Let me ask you a question. Let's say they weren't caught on Sunday. Let's say they did this B-roll, whatever the heck they're calling it, and the guy, the photographer, captures all this footage, and he returns to Gillette Stadium, and Belichick is made aware of this, and there's nobody knows, there's no investigation. You don't think Belichick would look at that footage to help his team win? You don't think that they would? You think that the only time he's ever seen footage captured from Kraft Productions when it may have been beneficial to the team was on TV?
By the way, Danielle, did I say library?
You did.
Oh my
you
God!
You did. You said it. And my head picked up. I was like,
"Sorry, I said
that's
library."
Okay. That's fine.
The library.
Here's a text that says, "Greg, you idiot! They didn't have a library of tapes. They did.
The library.
They had a library.
NFL security came in and stomped them all to tiny little pieces." Mm-hmm. Because they were so afraid of those tapes getting out.
Well, because also Goodell had that special relationship with Kraft, and he didn't want bad looks for his friend Bob because he had been so instrumental in helping elevate Goodell to the position of commissioner in the first place, which has always made the relationship between the Patriots and the NFL front offices that much more. I don't know. I feel like there's too much conflict of interest from one Patriot place to 345 Park Ave. And it's borderline disastrous at this point.
Now these people are calling me Fredo. Can I not discuss a topic?
In the rowboat. I'm certainly, considering you're sick, I'm not going to kiss you and say I knew it was always you.
Am I going to be banned from the building down there for discussing a topic?
Probably.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
It's going to be Thornton, Fitzy, and Chatham.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Dare any of you. You can go chug your Trulies up there with Danielle.
All right. We'll do it. Truly chug.
We're going to hear from, when we come back. When we come back, we're going to hear from Derek, the Steelers fan, and from Tim and from Rich on this, and then we're going to get to the news.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Even Bruce can't help me. I'm under attack. I need Derek the Steelers fan because I am under assault on the text line for discussing this topic. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on, Derek the Steelers fan?
Well, honestly, you're not surprised the diehards are turning on you, kid. Please.
I'm a little surprised. I mean, they're calling for my head over here for even discussing.
Well, you're foolish. I mean, ask Schilling, ask Euculus. You know, ask any athlete that, you know, leaves this city what happens. Please, they'll turn on anybody. Look what they're doing to Pretty, okay? Now, for a region that, you know, lives off of this crap, this Patriot way and this, you know, ignore the noise, they've made nothing but noise since they lost that Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's been going on now almost 3 years. You can't go a month without a new story with one of these guys screwing up or putting crap out there on their social media. So I just, the end of this has been nothing but a complete prize.
do you believe that there was something going on that was not incorrect? Or that was not correct? That was not correct?
At some level, it looks that way. I hate that. I want to see tapes, Hillbot. I want to see the tapes. Then I want to see, you know, the best tape is going to be is when they got the video of the kid as they pop him. That's going to, you know, that's going to be the best video right there. And that'll tell you everything. So, look, it appears at right now that at least somebody in football operations had knowledge of something. So whether it went up to the genius or not, somebody's, you know, again, we're probably going to see some, you know, equipment guy get, you know, rubbed out of town real quick.
Well,
you know, the deflator and the rest of them.
I think Curtis makes an interesting point when he says it seems guilty if your first suggestion is to delete everything that you have. If that's the first thing that you want to do.
Especially if you're just this freelancer who is totally unaware of the Patriots' history, you would have never thought or worried about filming the sideline. And this hit me during the break, Greg. There is the potential that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are not on the Patriots next season.
Oh.
Nick, earmuffs.
Wow.
Jesus.
No, I'm preparing for that new... I mean, it's I'm prepared for the emotional winter already. I'm there.
Yeah.
Going back to the evidence thing, it's like finding like a text or an email on somebody's phone, and then you're like, well, just let me see it if there's nothing in there, and then they delete the whole thread. And it's like, but if there was not... I don't... What... If it was... Why did...
Speaking from personal experience?
Yes. Yeah. Hand me that phone. Give me, well, just, okay, you hold the phone and let me see the text.
Yeah.
Why did you delete the whole thread?
This is Rich from Georgia. Hello, Rich.
Good morning.
What's up, Rich?
I just think this is a total screw up on the camera crew. And what was the advanced scout doing while he was there?
Well, the advanced scout is using binoculars.
He was playing Sudoku.
He is using binoculars. To do his advanced scouting. So you're going to say, let me guess what you're going to say. The advanced scout is already getting the signals that they're not even theoretically using signals anymore, that nobody uses signals anymore. So there's no reason why they would be getting anything from filming the sideline for 8 minutes. Is that what you're going to say?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeff Howell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff Howell from The Athletic talked to an NFL coach, he says, has no axe to grind. Who said there is still a competitive advantage to gain signals from the sidelines. Some coaches do signal coverages still to this day.
So there are some that aren't used. They're like me. They're not using technology.
Right.
They don't know the password. They forgot
Disney
their password.
Plus, yeah.
That's it. Mandalorian. No, Mandalorian. What does that mean? Baby Yoda.
I mean, I really want to believe that Bill Belichick learned his lesson Spygate time and wouldn't do anything again. I really do. And he told Bob Kraft at the time that they really gained no competitive advantage from it.
And
so,
Bob Kraft said, well, then you're a real schmuck. Then.
Yeah.
That was the direct quote that he said to Belichick following Spygate.
Yeah. This is Nathan from Connecticut. What's up, Nathan?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Nathan?
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, you know, and I'm not here to pick sides and say what side people are on. You know, I could care less if I ever have to sit through an interview and listen to Shannon Sharp or any of these morons talk.
Yeah.
But as a diehard fan, let's just call something out loud, like big boys and girls, what it is. You know, I've got a 14-year-old son. I coach him through AAU basketball, and we do a lot of stuff trying to pre-scout teams and figure out what this competition is going to be from a team from another state. You don't just miraculously go on a 20-year run and win 6 Super Bowls and have this kind of 20-year dominance because everybody just happens to be the greatest in the world, okay? The reality is, as a diehard Patriots fan, and I'll be the first to say it, this has been going on forever. All the teams do it. We've been doing it. We all know that we do it. And the dirty little secret down inside of all of us diehard fans is we don't care that we do it. We want to win. This is just happens to be the first time that we're getting caught doing it when we're not winning. So now everybody wants to freak the hell out. Okay? That's the reality.
You're allowed to steal signals. You are allowed to gain competitive advantages any which way you would like to, Greg, Danielle, Nathan from Norwich, or Ted, or whatever the hell his name was. And yes, he's right. Don't look inside the sausage factory if you don't want to know how the sausages are made. That could be the most horrifying look that you'll ever get. I completely understand it. If someone came out today and provided a more concrete piece of evidence as to how the Patriots have been going about signal thievery, if you will, for the past 12 plus years, I would say, okay, I guess I'm not surprised. Or, yep, there it is, and what a damn shame. I just don't believe this would be the manner in which, where a guy literally walks in with a shirt that says, I'm definitely not filming your sidelines, and films their sidelines.
Well, I just think a lot of you, unfortunately, have your head in the sand because you do want to believe the storyline, which is that this is the greatest franchise ever.
Oh, it's so it's warm greatest, and fuzzy.
It's the greatest coach ever. It's the greatest quarterback ever.
I honestly think Max Kellerman is to blame. I think the outright abject hatred the national media has for Patriots and their fans causes people here to get their back up and defend things they may not otherwise defend because they always feel like they're under attack.
Yeah. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, this is for Inspector 180 Curtis over there. I don't know why you think the line, oh, I'll delete it, is like him admitting he did something wrong. If I was an innocent video guy and they came to me and said, hey, man, what did you do? Did you take the sideline? Yeah, I did. Why? Because you're not supposed to do that. Okay, can I delete it? Like, I don't know why you think that's such a big, like oh, my God, he's guilty because he said he's going to delete it.
If the videographer didn't know better, it is not the videographer's fault. It is the Patriots' fault that they put this person in this position to do something against the rules. I used the analogy earlier this morning.
What if the innocent just said, listen, I'll delete it. What's the big deal, man? If I did it, I wouldn't have said I'll delete it. I would have said, what are you talking about? I would have played it off like there's nothing on there. I wouldn't have said delete it. Like, you know, I mean, I totally disagree with the fact that you think that actually gives them the right to convict this guy.
I think that if you're doing something totally normal for B-roll, for a do-your-job documentary, your first inclination is not to say, I'm going to delete the footage I've been sitting here taking for the last half hour.
I feel like once you offer up a solution like that, it's automatic guilt.
Let me tell you something. You're suspect.
Thank you, Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. 100%. Yeah. If you automatically have a solution ready and you're like, oh, okay, sorry. I'll just delete it.
And it matches the exact excuse you had when you were actually doing this practice in 2007?
But aren't we all jumping, like this guy John in Springfield just said, we do not know the series or the succession in conversation from when the Bengals may have come up and had been watching him film for a long time. We can't just jump to a conclusion where it's like, hey, what are you doing? I'll delete it. It very likely took place in a manner like which John just said. And the person who should first either be fired or hung from a crane or whatever, you know, pound of flesh or ounce of blood will make everyone happy, would be the producer from Kraft Sports Entertainment, who was sent from one Patriot place on the road to do this. If he was not being super detail oriented and allowed this guy, if he's over there taking care of something else and he leaves Ted or Bob or whatever the hell the name of the freelance cameraman is, who's literally just trying to get his $500. I'd be surprised if they pay him that much. They pinch the pennies around there.
Oh my God.
Oh no, they do. I'm just being honest, Danielle. As a freelancer, Ken, hold on, Ken. I feel bad for them. They're just making a living.
Pull up your pants, your naive face.
If this is how the guy is trying to figure out his job, then the producer is the one who did who did dirty by the organization.
Sorry. Oh my God.
The producer?
Yes, Curtis.
We're blaming Scorsese.
Curtis, my God. We don't know how many different games this guy has been to, how many times he's been in press boxes.
So if a plane crashes, if
you're talking about an AWL, which is what I would like to use right now to saw off my ears, then yes.
Hello, this is Jerry from Brookline. Hello, Jerry.
Hey.
What's up?
Have you guys learned? Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Have you learned nothing from the Deflategate with hearsay that comes out before any of the facts are revealed? I mean, remember when they were saying there was over 2 inches of PSI deflated from every single ball, and that turned out to be bogus?
Yes.
We don't know if the guy said he wanted to delete the paper or not. Is there any evidence except hearsay at this point?
No, you're right. We got to wait for the NFL on that.
Why count over all these things when we don't really know what happened?
That's what we do is we discuss it. Mm-hmm. There are some who believe that this will end up being nothing, and there are others who believe that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the ice cube.
Yeah, sorry. The tip of the ice cube. As was suggested yesterday on this program. This is Chad from Newton. Hello, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Chad?
Hey, you know, one thing no one's thought about is Belichick doesn't want to be a bad guy pushing out Brady. Maybe this is Kraft pushing out Bill. No one's talking about that. Maybe he's trying to make Bill look bad.
I've heard some people say that, and I just don't think he needs to do that. I don't think he would want the black stain on the organization. I think that's probably the last thing that Mr. Kraft would want, is for this organization to be accused of cheating yet again.
No chance.
If that were the case, Brady would be signed to a multi-year deal. I would think he would have chosen the others.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this earlier, but I think it is somewhat alarming, if you love Tom Brady, that he said goodbye yesterday to his obligations with Best Buddies, the charitable foundation that he's been involved with for 16 years.
I'm saying goodbye.
This is not somewhat alarming. This is a huge move. Brady just doesn't up and, you know, announce, I'm moving on from my Best Buddies obligation. He loves doing that. He loves working with them.
He does. I think he does really like it. I mean, he's been involved with it for a long time.
Very close to his heart.
You know, he fully participates in, they do the touch football game at Harvard Stadium. And then they do the dinner afterwards. Then they all go down to the Cape and they do. I mean, it's a big commitment from a guy who has a lot on his plate.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it's all speculation, but why does he suddenly decide right now, at this point, as this season draws to a close, to say, I'm going to turn my duties over to Edelman, and when it comes to who's going to be the Patriots representative with Best Buddies, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be a global ambassador, which is essentially I'm going to do an appearance a year or something
like
that.
It's as simple as this. We've discussed two R words that are the ones to bring about nuclear winter here for Patriots fans. Retirement and the other one, relocation. And if he was going to retire, and if he was just going to split his time between Costa Rica, Connecticut, New York, and everywhere else,
he'd still do this.
Costa Rica, he could do it because it would be a great chance. Like, oh man, I can't wait to see Brady throw a pass within the 617 zip code.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him come up here. But if he's going to play anywhere else, Greg, then why would he possibly come back and just torture Pats fans with the mere appearance? It would be a horror show for them.
Well, what if he's going to retire and just ride off into the sunset?
This is so fun for, like you said, he loves doing this. It's so fun for fans to get a chance to watch him catch a pass from Edelman and Zolak to throw a ball to him and goof around. Like he knows it would be too painful, so he would probably walk away.
And don't you think an appeal to Brady is to get away from the moral failures of Kraft and Belichick? If this latest asterisk with Bill and the Orchids of Asia, it's let's restore the rep here for a couple of years.
So if you're Tom Brady yesterday and you hear this story, or day before, whenever it broke, Monday afternoon, you think you're disgusted at this point?
Of course, because he's lumped into it. Like one of the previous callers said, this implicates Brady by association.
Yeah. Brady stepping down from his role with Best Buddies is kind of like when they make the mistake of announcing the board at his charity before they announce that the divorce is coming.
Mm.
You just smell it. The sharks are circling in the water. You're like, well, something's going on over here.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen and ladies, good morning.
What's up?
Let me just make this perfectly clear. I'm not the biggest Belichick fan. He's a great coach, but he's an arrogant SOB. That aside, this is a Kraft Productions operation, so I can understand him not having a lot of knowledge about the fact of what they're doing. Now, the cameraman did what he did, and the producer or whoever's in charge of the operation should have had the details and said to him, you can't do this and you can't do that. So I don't understand why everybody's implicating Belichick in this. And again, I don't really love the guy, okay? The other thing is, with this operation, now last night Kraft met with Goodell, and they come out of a meeting and he told the reporters, everything you need to know. If this was such an egregious act, do you not think that they would be acting on this in a pretty timely fashion, not letting it just fester and keep going on and on? Because I don't think Goodell, even though I think he's an ass, I don't think he's that stupid to let this thing fester and keep going on. I mean, I don't get it. And the other thing is, do you really need anything to beat Cincinnati? I mean, come on. Jesus, that team stinks. They're horrible.
No, I mean, if you believe that they were cheating, you have to believe that they were doing it with every single team that they were playing this season, not just Cincinnati. Right. And it happens to be this time that they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it appears to be
the Bengals color guy who was in the press box, who was the first to point this out, probably, you know, having fun and kidding around and going, hey, wait a second.
There's no chance they're doing this, right?
There's somebody here from the Patriots organization with a camera that is trained on the sidelines. What's going on here? That appears to be how it started. However, the Bengals were not informed, and they're pissed off about that. How do you not inform the Bengals? I mean, you're informing the Browns. How do you not inform the Bengals or the NFL that this is what you're going to be doing?
I mean, it is organizational incompetence at its highest, at a minimum, right?
At a minimum. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is the bare minimum is it's complete incompetence, and you have to know, based on your past history, what the result of this is going to be.
Right. So I would say like third round pick or higher, just for that, even if there's no sinister motive behind it.
And if indeed that they are able to prove that somewhere in the organization they knew what was going on, it's multiple picks. It's a giant, it's a bigger fine than last go round, which was the largest one ever.
All right, fine. You know what? All right, the Patriots agree to sacrifice Jacoby Myers. Will that make everyone happy?
The punter has to go.
No! No, this not Bailey.
This is Dan from Maine. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Dan?
Fitzy, you're the man. The rest of you guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I was in my office yesterday when the report came on. I got the notification, and I was like, are you kidding me again? Then I got the report saying, hey, this is a scout thing. Bill has nothing to do with it. Got the Bill thing. I was like, all right, I'm going to believe him until they say otherwise. So why don't everyone just chill out a little bit, relax, and just wait and see what happens? Because in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. I understand with social media, that's not the way anymore, but I'm going to believe them until they prove otherwise.
That's what we'd be doing if this was a Chiefs scandal, right? We'd be saying, let's get all the facts. Right. You know, even if they did the exact thing 10 years earlier, we'd be like, oh, no, it was just a do-your-job documentary. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. The contrarianism inside this studio is absolutely nauseating today.
I mean,
for
Curtis, I mean, was defending the Patriots
completely yesterday. Until the evidence came in that showed they were trained doing the exact thing they were doing before with the exact same excuse, with the immediate desire to remove and delete all the footage they had just gathered.
Evidence, Curtis, have you seen it? I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? I'm just curious if you've seen
it.
That's
fantastic.
The most
trusted name in news, Glenn Ordway, has a firsthand account, and I trust Glenn implicitly.
Load him up.
So when you look at, you're referring to the fact that in when it came to Spygate, the NFL determined that those who were filming, if they were caught, were told to say that they were just working for Kraft Productions on a documentary project.
Correct. And I read further into Seth Wickersham's story from 2015 where he notes that Matt Estrella, the cameraman who was caught by the Jets people, was sweating profusely, immediately trying to delete the footage, saying he bleeped a brick in that moment when he was caught. So, I mean, it mirrors the situation almost identically.
It was so much harder to delete footage back then. You'd have to actually rewind to the beginning of the tape, and then you'd have to start taping the floor. Or you'd have to, like, pull out the tape or anything. I think it's going to be fascinating, Greg, is when they get into this new vault with all of this cheating arcana, we're going to have videotapes. There's going to be a drone, the iPhones, a Google car that just has, this is definitely Google and not the Patriots painted on the side that drives around the stadiums.
Elon Musk is actually in there.
Exactly. The satellites, too, the globally positioned cheating they've been doing. GPC, that's what they practice. SpaceX is nothing more. Those rockets go up so they can see your practice, and then they land themselves again in California.
This is Brooksy from Weymouth. What's up, Brooksy?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. I'm proud that you're an Instagram model now.
Thank you. I'm an influencer.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody. Everybody thinks that this is a long time away. We're about 45 days away from the retirement announcement. If they make it to the Super Bowl, it comes the day after. And if they lose in the playoffs, that's when it comes.
You think it's retirement, not relocation?
He's not going to go anywhere. There's too much risk.
It's too much risk. Is what?
And does the best buddies thing seal the deal for you? That's what
did it to me. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, look at the timing of this. It's 45 days away.
Yeah. Wow. All right. What are we going to do without Tom Brady? I mean, what?
Christmas, forget Christmas being canceled. Earth is canceled.
Yeah. This is Bruce from Worcester. What's up, Bruce?
So I actually think this whole thing is Robert Kraft trying to frame Belichick for letting Tom Brady down throughout the year.
I don't.
What are we doing?
I don't believe. I don't buy into that.
I can't wait till AB gets re-signed
next
today.
Year when Brady's retired and Belichick is gone. We're going to be broadcasting live from the MLB winter meetings at this time.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Ken is thrilled.
Can we all just listen to the skate pod and call it a day?
There we go. Ad hominem skate pod.
You're welcome.
When it comes to conspiracies, I would be more likely to believe the outrageous one that is floating around, which we discussed earlier, which is that Bill Belichick created this Do Your Job docuseries so as to provide cover for those who were going to be taping at NFL stadiums around the country.
Right. You don't think a boss has never come up with a project that was going to go nowhere to keep an intern or a low-level employee busy? Why is it outside the realm of possibility that he is so crafty that he would not go to these lengths to conceal the very intent of what he was trying to do?
So he would sit around and say, listen, I got caught. It's going to be difficult for our camera people to go there and to focus on the sideline. You know, the issue was camera position. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to film stuff, but the
so let's come up with a different way that we can possibly film stuff because we can't stop doing it.
Okay, and the way is we'll create this show, which is called Do Your Job.
Win-win. We'll go to ad sales, Nick. We'll sell some advertising. Sorry. We'll get it sponsored. We'll make it seem completely legit. Because if they just did it as a throwaway thing, then people might be like, well, it's just this little web feature. Yeah. If you make it into a full-blown thing that you're having ad revenue for and all the other stuff and people are looking forward to it, great.
Or it started as a legitimate operation and then you lost to Baltimore. And then you started to get desperate. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, maybe let's latch onto this.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, God.
All right.
What is wrong with everyone?
We're way behind on the news, but that's okay. We will be back with that here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.